Doja Cat, Say So, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
And we want to talk about the reasons people self-isolate.
Yeah, and it's honestly, it's really not for yourself.
No, this is the thing, is usually if you're feeling fine, if you're feeling healthy, the government is still recommending only going out if you really need to.
Yeah, groceries and so forth.
Because there are people in our community that have impacted immune systems that unfortunately are more at risk of COVID-19 than, say, you or I, Mike.
Yes, exactly.
So we want to talk about the people you are staying home for. Mm-hmm. Now, when I leave work every day, I am going home and pretty much self-isolating optionally.
Yes.
Because I want to protect the people I know that aren't necessarily as healthy as I. People like my friend Larry, who has really bad asthma.
Yes.
And people like my friend Kelly, who works at Everly Jewelers here in the Orange City Centre, who's been through cancer.
Yeah.
Now, we know that that really impacts your immune system.
Oh, 100%.
And she's joining us on the line right now to talk more about it. Now, Kel, are you actually self-isolating right now?
The last few days, I sort of have been. Like, I haven't, like, totally self-isolated. Like, last week, I went to work. But yeah, you know, I'm doing absolutely everything that I possibly can, you know, staying fit, eating healthy.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? It's because people who are at a lowered immune system than the average Joe, they can't just afford to stop their life a lot of the time. They have to go to work and they can't just stay at home when they're feeling fine and they're not unwell. But that then is what puts them in the firing line for other people that think they don't need to self-isolate, right, Kel?
Yep, exactly, Gia. You know, like, I go to work because I need an income. I need to support myself and my everyday living.
And there's only so much that, you know, washing your hands and sanitising properly can do to protect you if other people aren't following the same rules. If anyone is listening right now that has been, you know, a bit blasé about the whole keeping to yourself and self-isolating, do you have anything that you would want to say to them, Kel?
I would say, you know, like, take the necessary precautions, all the medical advice that you can get and that they are saying at the moment, take that on board, because I actually took this coronavirus quite lightheartedly, and then it wasn't until, you know, I started to think, oh my God, I've just gone through cancer 5 years ago and I want to live. I started to cry because I realised how bad it was and what, you know, potentially it could do to me, and it is just so scary. I'm at the best time in my life and I haven't been feeling this good for so long, so I want to continue living, and that's what I want people to understand. Not take for granted that everyone around them is healthy.
Yeah.
You know, people don't know what people have gone through or are going through. Even radiation can weaken your immune system as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, people just need to be a bit more diligent. You know, everyone has a duty of care, and, you know, that starts with you, that starts with them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very true.
The important thing to remember here, obviously, is that the sooner that we all get, like, work together and do the right thing, the quicker things can get back to normal. So it's almost like bite the bullet now, do what you need to do right now so we can get back to normal as soon as possible.
Yeah, we need to protect the people in our community, like Kel, that have a lowered immune system. And Kelly, thank you so much for coming on the show and trying to get this message across, and you know, stay safe, keep yourself healthy, okay?
Yep, I will. Thank you so much, guys.
So, Kel's who I'm staying home for.
Yeah.
And we want to know on 13, 12, 16, who you're staying home for.
Yeah, is it for an elderly relative? Is it for someone who, you know, who has been impacted by cancer like Kelly has?
Or an autoimmune disease?
Yeah.
There's so many people at risk of this, more so than the standard average healthy human.
Mm-hmm.
So, 13, 12, 16, let us know who you're staying home for.
Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gio at 8:53.
And we want to know who you're staying home for, because we're being told to, unless necessary, pretty much stay in our houses, and that's to protect the people that are at risk, just like my friend Kelly. She has gone through cancer, and that is why I am choosing to stay home as much as possible.
Yeah.
And we do have Danielle on 13, 12, 16. Danielle, who are you staying home for?
I'm staying home with my grandma. She's 89. She's had tuberculosis twice.
Whoa.
Wow. That's really good. So are you in relative close contact with your grandma normally?
Yes, but we've cut off all visits to her at this point just to keep her safe. But it's for people like her that, you know, might not have family that have to go out and grab some things from the shops that we don't need. People who are sick or people who just don't need to be there to be at the shops.
Are you able to stay in contact with her even though you can't see her physically?
Yeah, I've been FaceTiming, which has been great.
Oh, I love that an 89-year-old knows how to FaceTime. That is awesome. Are you having great conversations with her forehead?
Yes, yes. She's making me show the dog and, and all that stuff. People love it.
It's great that you can still connect. Is it hard, though, not to be able to be together, like, in person?
It is, definitely, and she really wants to see her grandkids and great-grandkids, but unfortunately that's just... And that's why you got to use FaceTime. You got to utilize those services so that they don't crave it and want to leave the house.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That is why it is so important. I know it's hard not to get to see all of those people and not to go out, but this is why it's so important. Danielle, you are doing a fantastic job. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
We've all got to do our bit to try to minimize the spread. And if that means not going out as much and trying to stay at home a little bit more than usual, then so be it.
Like, it's sometimes it's actually the easiest thing to do. Like not asking much. We're just asking you to sit at home in your comfort, in your surroundings.
Yeah, like, think of those people that have had cancer or have cancer now, that have autoimmune diseases, that have asthma, that are elderly. There are so many people at risk. And even if you are as healthy as a horse, that's who you need to be thinking of when you make the decisions on what you're going to do with your day.
Absolutely. So, make sure you keep doing that for as long as we need to.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.